The World Cup starts tomorrow. Very exciting. Also tomorrow, the U.S. Open starts at Shinnecock Hills. Also very exciting. Tiger Woods will be playing. I'm not sure if that's exciting or not. We'll probably get some sense tomorrow whether or not we think it's exciting. Tiger, it's been 10 years since he won a major championship, which is really unbelievable when you stop and think about it.
And if you really think about it, it's amazing that he even won that championship playing through that knee injury and everything.
Correct. But that was when Tiger was Tiger, and he was expected to win pretty much every time he golfed. The question of was not if he would break Jack Nicklaus's record for most majors won. It was when. It was going to happen. And then everything obviously flew off the rails. There was the Thanksgiving episode with his wife. And then we are where we are.
Yes.
Injuries after injuries, surgeries after surgeries, Perkins waitresses after Perkins waitresses.
DUI.
And now here we are 10 years later.
DUI.
Yep, DUI, exactly. So look, this guy remains one of the most popular figures in sports. He remains one of the wealthiest figures in sports. And I don't know what his career is going to do from here on out. I know it's a popular debate. Will he win another major?
Will he win another tournament?
I think he'll win another tournament.
So do I.
I'm not sure about another major, but, you know, who knows? What is the legacy in your mind of Tiger Woods? When I say to you, Tiger Woods, what do you think? 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136.
I think of somebody who arguably would have been the greatest golfer ever, but because of the things that you mentioned, he's not going to go down as the greatest golfer ever unless he comes back and wins a couple of majors, because I think he tarnished that a little bit. Well, actually a lot, but he's still one of the most compelling athletes of this century, and well, in the century before, actually, too. If you,
yeah, well, that's where he started.
Yes, I mean, no matter what he did, people were drawn to him. Whether people watched him, wanting him to win, and just be incredible, or the Tiger haters who watch, hoping he sucks. And there's a lot of people like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the golf magnet. He has done. You could argue possibly Michael Jordan, but he's done more for his sport than anybody else I can remember in my lifetime.
Other than Secretariat.
Secretariat. Well, we'll stop. Seriously, he has, because he's gotten more people to watch the sport than anybody else I can remember.
Yeah. Although the whole Tiger bump never really happened, did it? The slew of minority golfers who were going to start playing the game because of Tiger Woods.
No, but they're watching. I mean, look at the ratings that the golf gets now that
he's back.
But
remember
ridiculous.
When he first broke on the scene?
Yeah.
That all of a sudden golf was going to become a game of much more culture, much more color. And it still is a sport, for the most part, dominated by well-to-do white people.
At the professional level, but from what I'm told, at the municipal level, you know, there's more minorities playing golf than ever before.
Really?
Yeah.
I think globally, so you might take race out of it a little bit, but like I'm not quite sure Rory McIlroy is who he is without Tiger Woods.
Oh, you could say that about anybody. You could say about Jordan Spieth, all these guys, which is one of the big reasons why people don't think he'll win another major. I think of Tiger Woods. You know who I think of? You know what athlete I think of when I think of Tiger Woods? I think of Mike Tyson. And I feel cheated as a sports fan. I feel like I got cheated. Now, you can list off the guys whose careers were cut short by injury. And injury was a big reason why Tiger failed. But I feel like I watched a preview for Star Wars 9. Star Wars 9 was going to be the greatest Star Wars yet, even better than The Empire Strikes Back. And the movie was about two-thirds the way through, and it was all set for an amazing finish that did not involve blowing up the Death Star.
And then Jar Jar Binks showed up?
No, then the film broke.
Oh.
And the film broke, and I never saw the end of the movie. That's how I feel like. I feel like he was on his way, and he was the first athlete of my life, I think. Tyson, to some extent, as well, and that's why I think of Tyson, where I saw him from start to finish. I read about him when he was a 13-year-old kid. LeBron's that way now, where I knew about him when the world first. I was introduced to him the same time everybody else was. And I was going to sit here the entire way and have a front row seat, or at least a front row seat in front of my TV for the entire ride. And then I would tell my grandkids about the great Tiger Woods. And he was a great player when he was great, but he ain't anymore. And a lot of that's his own fault. And it's not even just the stuff with the women.
No.
It's the stubbornness. It's the, hell no, I'm not going back to Hank Haney, and I'm not going back to the other guy either.
Butch Harmon?
Butch Harmon, you know? It's the, I'm dumping Stevie Williams. Everybody who had something to do with his greatness, he either lost due to passing his father, or he pushed away for his own stupid selfishness and stubbornness. And it be, as a result of it, he becomes one of the great players of all time, but not the greatest.
No.
He's never going to be the greatest.
I think he's undeniably ever. Number two, without a doubt.
Yes.
And I'll listen to arguments that he's the best ever, but I wouldn't say that.
Unless... Who cares? Screw number two. It's like in Top Gun. There's no reward for second place. He said it himself. He's out to be the greatest. He's out to break all of Nicholas's records.
He failed his own stuff.
Right.
Unless he comes back and can somehow, you know, win a couple.
And doesn't matter. He's not going to win enough. What's he at, 14?
Well, he's not going to.
Jack's at 18. Okay, so he's not winning
gonna,
five.
He's not going to pass him, but to be able to come back and at least be in the conversation again, if that's a huge if, that would be pretty damn tremendous, especially at his age.
It would be amazing. Okay. But I look, if that happens, then I'll do a show with Jeff Lesson and we'll both apologize.
Find me a 40-plus golfer that's won back-to-back majors or two majors even after 40. Right. There may be. I think Jack did.
O'Meara? Was O'Meara over 40 when he won those two, when he won the British and the Masters that one year?
Well, that's why I said it's a huge if, and I don't think he's going
to
do it.
He was the most dominant athlete my eyes have ever witnessed.
So was Tyson, though.
Yes.
Remember Tyson? Tyson destroyed Michael Spinks. Michael Spinks is going to give Tyson a fight. Minute 38. Done. You know, I mean.
But for Tiger, did it way longer.
True.
Yeah, but the
shot at 16 at Augusta. I mean, come on, dude. You didn't just do that, did you?
Yeah.
They did unbelievable things.
And they both intimidated their opponents in different ways.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tiger Woods doesn't intimidate anybody anymore.
But is your legacy of Tiger Woods that of a champion or that of a disappointment?
Champion.
He's still a champion.
To me, he's a disappointment.
I think the one thing that would crush it is if he did do PEDs.
I don't even care about that anymore. I really don't.
I hate cheating.
I like it.
I didn't.
But is it cheating?
I don't care about winning or losing, so if you cheat, it really doesn't bother
me. But is it cheating if it was before there was testing?
Whatever. That's like the Maguire Sosa thing. Like they weren't testing for it then.
I thought the fortress around him and with his agent and the way he concocted his whole career and what you said about dismissing people, but the walls that he created around his life, I thought he was indestructible. And more than any other person ever, he has proven that the P is undefeated.
Undefeated?
Oh, undefeated.
It took him down.
Yeah. It's the greatest fall from grace. It's the greatest fall from grace that did not involve a crime in the history of sports. Like Joe Paterno walked on water. He was the epitome of how the right way to do it, and he became the epitome of the wrong way to do it, like that.
Right.
Lance Armstrong, a lot of people thought he was cheating when he was doing it. He was still an American hero.
Correct.
But he cheated. Tiger Woods never cheated in the sport. He cheated his wife. We're talking about Tiger Woods. He'll tee off tomorrow in the first round of the U.S. Open, 10 years after he won his last major championship. And they did a retrospective of it on, I don't know, Golf Channel or ESPN or something, and they showed Rocco Mediate, who was his, you know, Rocco Mediate, Heather. Star Wars character or professional golfer?
Golfer.
That's correct. He is a golfer, although he couldn't be a Star Wars character. And he's like this forgotten guy, right? He's probably, I don't even know, is he playing the Champions Tour? Is he retired from golf altogether?
He was always injured, too.
Yeah, he had a lot of injuries. What's the legacy in your mind of Tiger Woods? Is he a champion? Is he a disappointment? What is he? Because it's certainly not quite the legacy we all thought it was going to be when he beat Rocco Mediate to win the U.S. Open 10 years ago.
It's amazing. It's been his last major.
And you know what's weird is I usually rooted for Tiger. That was the first time I really remember that I was rooting for Mediate, just because I felt like this guy, he gets his one shot. He'll never get close again in a major. And I really wanted him to get it. I felt good for him. He seemed like a good guy.
I thought he was going to get blown out in the playoff, and he didn't. He held his own, obviously.
I love the putt, though.
I know.
I mean, that was really Tiger's great last moment and how he went down with the fist pump and just – To me, I still remember where I was when that happened. That's how big of a sport.
But the putt was on Sunday.
Yeah.
Right. But it
was forced the playoff, right?
Yeah. But that was outside 10 feet. I mean,
but didn't Tiger win the playoff somewhat easily?
I don't think so.
It wasn't a blowout. But
no, it wasn't a blowout.
But he won by a couple strokes.
Yeah. Right? I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Martin on a cell phone on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Martin.
Boys. How we doing?
Martin. Good. How are you?
Question before I get back on the subject. Does this hurt Cabrera's legacy by him getting injured again like this? Does it hurt his legacy as, like, always injury prone and not going to be the guy that everybody thought he was going to be?
No, because it's only the fourth time in his career that he's been on the DL, so it's not something that always happens. It's the third time in the last 2 years he's been on the DL, and this is his most serious injury probably. So
all right. Well,
it's going to hurt his stats. That's about it.
I think LeBron and Tiger are kind of similar because Tiger always wants the media to portray him as this guy. So does LeBron. And to me, when I watch golf, Tiger Woods is still the best golfer in my eyes, and he just can't win. And same thing with LeBron. He's the best player, and he can't win. So I think they're similar. But in my eyes, Tiger will always be a champion. He could have been a lot more. Where he could have been the most, he could have been bigger than Jordan, Messier, Ronaldo, than anybody in the world if he just kept doing what he's doing instead of thinking with his other head. He disappoints us in a way where he got me to love golf. He got all my family and friends to love golf, but it still could have been a lot more where you're just rooting for dominance, like Ali, like we used to see. And we don't see that now. There's nothing dominant about any sport besides Golden State, and that's not even fun to watch because they're just not fun. But he could have been that guy, Ali. Part where you were wanting someone to beat him, and you know no one was going to beat him.
You know what he would have done? Martin, and you make a great point, is he would have been the GOAT.
Yes.
Like we had this little debate yesterday on our show, and Stoney thinks the greatest of all time in sports because of what he was able to accomplish is the horse secretariat. I think that's not accurate, but whatever. If Tiger had beaten Jack's record, if he had blown by Jack to a certain extent, I don't know that you could have debated it.
No, you could have, but I would. I would have voted for Tiger.
Ahead of Secretariat?
Probably. But I don't know.
I don't think the LeBron comparison is fair because LeBron, how do we phrase this? LeBron James, even from the time he was first burst upon the scene, had a lot of the league rooting against him. He was as much of a phenom as he was not the phenom that Jordan was.
Right.
People rooted for Jordan in addition to just being Bulls. People became Bulls fans because of Jordan, right?
Correct. People became Cavs fans because of LeBron.
But not to the same extent, no. Because LeBron turned people off to some extent.
Well, because he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated without accomplishing anything and all that kind of stuff.
Everybody rooted for Tiger. And I know when I say everybody, I don't mean everybody.
No, you're right, because there are people who were around him when he was playing junior golf and all that and thought he was a you-know-what from the get-go.
Yeah, I know. But he became the Yankees of golf, except everybody rooted for him. Right? He was David and Goliath. He was Goliath, yet everybody rooted for Goliath.
Right.
Usually root for David.
Right. The only people who were anti-Tiger Woods were the real golf snobs who were so offended that people like Wojo would say Tiger is golf. They became so offended that...
Yeah. And I got to be honest. I always felt like race was a strong undercurrent there. I really did.
Probably.
Because it was like... You know, I don't know that they would have said that about Phil. I don't know that they would have said that about Jordan Spieth. I feel like with Tiger, there was always that undercurrent of racism there because of what golf had always been and how he changed the sport. But it's not LeBron. He was bigger than LeBron. He was better than LeBron.
Yes.
Yeah, he captured everybody. There was a very small percentage that didn't like him.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I mean, I always wondered, like in hindsight, why am I watching the 2000 U.S. Open when he's 12 under? And the next closest person, Ernie Els, is +3. And I'm watching, like, the 14th hole. I mean, I kind of get tuning in to see the trophy presentation or something.
Yeah.
Why am I staying with that? It was because of him.
Because you're awed at dominance. And he was the most dominant athlete of his time.
We are awed by dominance, but yet, strangely, no one's awed by the Golden State Warriors, as he just said. We were awed by Tiger, though.
Well, they're a gimmick, though.
Just kidding. No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, there was something about him where, in addition to being the best player out there, Because I'm with you completely. The U.S. I'll never forget the cover of Sports Illustrated after he won the U.S. Open was a picture of him stepping out of a bunker with a smile on his face, and it said, "Any questions?" And it said, "Tiger Woods delivers the most dominant performance in golf history."
And too, and this is going to start getting geeky for the casual golf fan, but in that tournament is when he started hitting the 2-iron long and basically outsmarting everybody because he could hit the 2-iron as long as they could drive it,
right.
And he would hit the 2-iron because of accuracy.
And on Thursday of that Open, Johnny Miller on NBC said, "I could see Tiger really doing something special. I'll never forget it." And he's like, "Really? Oh, cool. That'd be great if he did." And he put together the most amazing performance.
Was that the U.S. Open that was like the first time was, because it was on the West Coast, it was live like in prime time?
No.
Not that one.
Okay. That I remember because he made it on a Saturday. He chipped in or something like that. I remember watching it. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, that was 08. It was when he made his charge to get within striking distance to mediate.
But that was unbelievable. It was like Saturday night at like 8:30, 9 o'clock. And it was, I remember I was at a party watching golf.
Oh, a golf party.
No, but it was,
party, golf.
But the golf was on.
Let's get to Floyd in Detroit. He wants to chime in on Tiger Woods here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Floyd.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good
man.
Thank you.
How are you? How's the barbershop?
Oh, great, great. Good. When I think of Tiger, I think of the most dominant golfer of all time for two reasons. One, there's a Tiger Slam. I don't think anybody will ever win four consecutive majors. I don't think that's going to happen again. And number two, because during Jack's time, it was always Arnold. So I always felt that Arnold could win at any time. It was never number two for Tiger. Every time when Tiger in his prime plays, you always saw Tiger only.
Yeah, and you know what's funny about that, Floyd, is some people view that as a knock on Tiger, that he never had... He never had, you know, I mean, Phil occasionally, Duval early, but he faded away quickly. The Tiger never had his Russell to Chamberlain or whatever you want to say, right?
What I'd love to see Tiger do one time, because he never did it, and it'll be great if it was this week, come from behind to win a major. That's the one knock on his career, I mean, actual playing, that he never came from behind. He was a great front runner. But, you know.
Yeah. I mean, but just to finish that thought, Floyd, the fact that some will say that Tiger never had a number two. Others will say that Tiger stomped down any potential number twos.
True.
That guys like Phil Mickelson and David Duval and Sergio Garcia were every bit as good in terms of talent as the people who Nicholas dueled with over the years. Tiger just never allowed them to rise up.
Correct.
You know, I mean, you can talk about great athletes in a lot of sports who happened to come of age at the wrong time. I mean, Patrick Ewing probably wins multiple NBA championships if he doesn't come of age in the era of Michael Jordan.
Or if he plays with a different team.
Or whatever. But I'm just saying, Phil Mickelson probably has more majors than anybody not named Jack Nicklaus if he doesn't play with Tiger Woods.
In some cases, yes, but a lot of Phil's, when he lost, Tiger didn't even win. Phil ended up losing on his own because of his own stubbornness and his gambling style.
That's a valid point.
You know,
as
the one performance that I could never get with Tiger that just made no sense, and it was a sign of things to come, was
BK Kim.
Y.E. Yang.
Oh, Y.E. Yang. Who's BK Kim?
He's the guy who's the closer for the Diamondbacks.
He's the pitcher for the Diamondbacks.
Yes.
So Tiger was shut down after the 08 Open and then came back for 2009, and the whole incident hadn't happened yet with his wife. And that PGA Championship that year, he was back to normal just about.
Yeah.
And he blew the lead.
Yeah, you're right.
It was
right.
The only time he blew a major.
Yeah. Although Y.E. Yang did play unbelievably. I remember that Sunday.
Yes.
But you're right. I guess Tiger didn't – he was the leader against Bob May when the round started. But he did fall behind and then had to come back, correct or not?
Yeah, but I think he's never won when he was down after 54 holes.
After 54 holes, is that right? I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right.
But by the way, what Floyd's point is correct, though, where Nicholas – his whole body of work may be better, but for the shorter period of time, Tiger was obviously more dominant.
Yeah, I mean, again, Tiger at his best against Jack at his best.
It's not even close.
I'll take Tiger.
Favorite no-namer, Bob May or Rich Beam?
Bob May, because Rich Beam I actually had heard of. I think Rich Beam had hung around a little bit.
Yeah,
I knew his name. I'd never heard of Bob May before, haven't heard of him since.
No.
I mean, just fell off the planet completely.
That was the best part. What Wojo used to do, call him a country club softie.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The greatest was when what's his name? Johnson. The Zach Johnson. When Zach Johnson won the Masters, Woj just a big deal. He'll never win again, and he won the British Open.
He's had a solid career.
Yeah, I'm trying to. The guy said that no golfer will ever win three or four majors in a row. Which I, by the way, am a big proponent of. I believe that's the Grand Slam. I think that Tiger Slam is a bunch of BS. He won four majors in a row. To me, that's winning the Grand Slam. But whatever, that's a semantic argument. I was trying to think. Spieth won two in a row. So that's I thought Spieth had won three
And he almost won the third.
That's remember, right. Wasn't that what it was?
Was it the British Open?
The British Open. He won the Masters. He won the U.S. Open. And he was in a duel for the British. Yes. And I forget who won it that year.
While I would bet with the caller that that won't happen again, I do think Spieth's the one guy playing right now that could do it. He's still got – I mean, he's so young. He needs to mature. He needs to get rid of that little talking to himself crap and frustration. But then – the other side of that is the when he chipped in this year to win, that was awesome. He did the body bump or whatever.
Do you wonder that the three of them, it's basically what Fowler, Judge Thomas, and Spieth, the fact that they're friends, they party together, do you think that hurts them at all?
I don't think with Spieth. I see a real competitive person that wants to be the best, but there's still one more step he's got to take. I think he can take it.
Yeah. There's also Johnson, too. Don't forget about him.
Right, but he's not part of their
group. Group 03.
He doesn't need them. He's got Paulina.